years old, and the Duke's only son and heir, was about to be committed to my charge. Little did I think that this would be the prelude to the most crushing misfortune of my life.
To the point, Doctor, to the point.
The boy arrived on the 1st of May, that being the beginning of the summer term. I trust I am not being indiscreet, but I must tell you that he was not entirely happy at home. It is an open secret that the Duke's married life had not been a peaceful one, and the matter had ended in separation by mutual consent, the Duchess taking up her residence in the south of France.
Oh, yes, of course. It was in all the papers. The less reputable society columns had quite a field day.
The boy missed her dreadfully, and it was for this reason that the Duke desired to send him to my establishment. In a fortnight, he seemed quite at home and apparently completely happy. The first I heard that something was wrong was at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning.
Dr. Huxtable! Dr. Huxtable!
What on earth's the matter, man? You shouldn't run in the corridors. It sets a bad example to the boys.
It's Lord Saltire, Dr. Huxtable. He's disappeared.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, come and see for yourself.
It all looks perfectly normal to me.
He must have climbed out through the window sometime during the night.
Why should he want to do that?
He must have climbed down by the ivy. He didn't go through the outer room. Merton and Cheadle Minor sleep in there, and they saw and heard nothing.
And what about the boy that shares with Lord Saltire? What's his name?
Cornter. Yes. He says he heard nothing at all, and he's a very light sleeper, I believe.
Which would seem to rule out any possibility of violence or a struggle. It would appear that Lord Saltire went of his own accord.
There's something else you should know.
What's that?
No one can find Mr. Heidegger. It looks as though he's vanished as well.
And who exactly is this Heidegger?
He's the German master. His room is on the second floor.
Is that the same floor as Lord Saltire?
Yes, it's at the far end of the building and faces the same way as the boy's room.
Ah.
And Heidegger kept his bicycle in a small shed nearby, and that too was gone.
Ah. And what can you tell me about him?
He came with the best references, of course. He's been with me for 2 years.
What manner of man is he?
Silent, morose, not very popular with the boys.
What did you do next?
We made inquiries at Holderness Hall. It's only a few miles away. We hoped that the boy might have gone back to his father in an attack of homesickness, but nothing had been heard of him there. The Duke was greatly agitated.
But why did you not come to me sooner? Having let 3 days go by, you start me on my investigation with a very serious handicap.
I am not to blame, Mr. Holmes. His Grace was extremely anxious to avoid any public scandal.
But surely there must have been some sort of official investigation.
Oh, yes, there has. As luck would have it, there was a report of a boy and a young man leaving a nearby station by an early train. And then, last night, we had news that they'd been traced in Liverpool, and that they had no connection at all with the boy's disappearance.
I suppose the local investigation was relaxed when this false clue was being followed up.
It was entirely dropped.
So the whole affair's been most deplorably handled.
I feel it, and admit it. But should we not be leaving for Euston as soon as possible? The Mackleton train leaves within the hour.
Quite right, Doctor, quite right. Watson, would you be so kind as to order us a four-wheeler?
There are times when I think it might be simpler if I were to change places with Mrs. Hudson.
Hmm? Yeah, we must look on the bright side, Dr. Huxtable. Perhaps the scent is not yet cold, despite the fact that so much time has been wasted.
What particularly puzzles me is that there seems to have been no connection at all between Lord Saltire and Herr Heidegger. The boy was not in his class, and as far as I know, he never exchanged a word with him.
That's certainly very singular. You said that Heidegger took his bicycle. Did the boy have a bicycle?
No.
Was any other bicycle missing?
No. We made a point of checking that.
But you're not seriously suggesting that this German master of yours rode off upon a bicycle in the dead of night bearing the boy in his arms?
Certainly not.
Then how did they travel?
Yeah, tell me, did anyone call to see the boy on the day he disappeared?
No one.
Did he get any letters?
Yes. There was one letter.
From whom?
From his father.
Hmm? How can you be certain of that? Do you open the letters of your pupil?
I run a school for the sons of gentlemen, Mr. Holmes.
And how did you know it was from his father?
The Holderness coat of arms was on the envelope, and it was addressed in the Duke's peculiar stiff hand. Besides, the Duke remembers having written.
Did the boy ever have letters from France?
No, never. Well, I don't see what letters have to do with it.
If the boy was not carried away by force, something must have prompted him to go off into the night of his own free will. And the most likely form of prompting would have been a letter.
That's quite right, Watson. Tell me, Dr. Huxtable, that last letter of the Duke's, was it found in the boy's room?
No, he'd evidently taken it with him.
So, a boy of 10 wanders off into the night, seemingly on foot and for no apparent reason, accompanied by a German tutor.